With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, September 6th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, it was a busy day in Plymouth County sports yesterday, so let's get started on the links as the Lamar's boys golf team took home their fourth event victory yesterday with a win at their home meet by 3 strokes over Bishop Heelan. The Bulldogs defeated all the teams from the Missouri River Conference as at the tournament and did it on the back of some really strong rounds of golf. Head coach Nick Knapp says those strong rounds stem from the guys taking careful approaches to every hole.
I think they're really just starting to play a lot smarter overall, and they're starting to figure out how to play a course backwards a little bit, you know, look at where the holes is or where you're supposed to hit it. But actually today the big thing was, you know, Cole finally played good the way that he should have been or the way he's been the last few years. He shot a 73 and was the medalist, so that was a big help, obviously, today.
And the maturity it takes to be careful with how to attack a certain hole can take a while. Coach Knapp says that's evident in senior Dylan Sousamill, but he can now use him as an example to show the younger golfers how they need to approach each shot.
Dylan Sousamill is the perfect example of that. I've got him when he was a sophomore. He used to just hit it as far as he could and try to get up and down and make as many putts or birdies as he can. And I think he started to figure out, you know, you can hit an iron here or a wood here or just try to find the fairway or hit the middle of the green instead of trying to hit it as far as you can and going at every pin. There's something to be said for working your way around the course, and he's really started to figure that out. And I think it shows, not today, it didn't show for him today, but he's been up there all year.
And Lamar has used this tournament as an opportunity to get a great measurement of where their guys are at without some nasty outside forces like the weather. Coach Knapp says he continues to see that the Bulldogs have a very tough-to-beat team because everyone's good enough to score and even medal.
It was a true test of what we've got, and it has shown me what I have known already is we're a really deep team. I mean, we have 6 people that can score every day, and I think I don't even know who scored today, but I would assume it's 4 different guys than it was the last time we played.
And the Bulldogs are feeling good heading into a busy week next week that features 2 days of competition right in a row to start the week. Coach Knapp says as long as the guys continue this momentum, they'll be just fine heading into the late part of the season.
I feel very confident in what they're doing, and you come into the meet where we're at home. We should take care of business, and it didn't really feel like we were going to for a while there, and we end up doing it anyway. So we're really good. We're really deep. We just got to keep the momentum where it's at and try to get hot again towards, the end of September, beginning of October when Substate is. So that's the goal.
And Cole Brownmiller was the medalist of the tournament with a 73 on the day. Lamar's will participate in an MRAC Triangular on Monday and the Sioux City Tournament on Tuesday. The Bulldogs scored 306. Bishop Heelan shot a 309 with Sergeant Bluff Luton at a 319 in third. The other scorers for the Bulldogs on the team total, Jacob Pluger finished 5th individually, shot a 76. Dylan Sousamill, who finished 9th, shot a 78. And Drake Brownmiller finished 12th. He shot a 79 for the Bulldogs. Tate Murphy was at 80 in 15th place. Carter Baumgartner 21st with an 84. Some outstanding scores for the Bulldogs yesterday. Also yesterday, all of our cross-country teams in Plymouth County were in action in some form. 3 of them were at the Gary Meyer Invitational in Brunsville yesterday. On the girls' side, Lamar's girls took home 7th at their home meet with 180 points. Sioux Center won the Gary Meyer Invitational. Bishop Heelan was 2nd. Lewis Central was 3rd. Rachel Putz of Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson was the top finisher from Plymouth County at the Gary Meyer. She finished 6th at a time of 20 minutes 45.6 seconds. Mackenzie DeRosier from Lamar's was 13th, a time of 21 minutes 19.06 seconds. Kendall Hammerlink took home 35th, 22 minutes 20.4 seconds. The only varsity Gaelic Catholic runner, Paisley Tesh, finished 79th, a time of 27 minutes 21.44 seconds. On the boys' side of the Gary Meyer Invitational, the team standings, they were dominated by Lewis Central. They took home 1st with 35 points. Lamar's was 8th. Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson was 13th. But the team scores, that's not where we are focused on. The individual leaderboard is where we are. And that's where Trace Obink took home the top spot for the Bulldogs at the Gary Meyer Invitational yesterday. He ran a blistering time of 16 minutes, 16.98 seconds. That was 18 seconds better than second place, and only six runners in a field of nearly 105 were able to finish within 1 minute of Trace Obing. He just dominated that course in Brunsville yesterday and took home the top spot easily, just blowing out the field on his way to the win. Aaron Lee of Lamar's, he also finished in the top 15. He finished 14th, a time of 17 minutes, 51.83 seconds. Galen Catholic's top finisher was Braden Weber. He finished 63rd with a time of 19 minutes, 28.21 seconds. And Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson's top finisher, Devin Metcalf, was right behind Weber. He took home 64th in the field with a time of 19 minutes, 30.34 seconds. Again, Lamar's was 8th in the team standings. Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson was 13th at the Gary Meyer yesterday. And then the rest of the Plymouth County teams that were not in attendance at the Gary Meyer went to Sibley for the Sibley Ocheyedan Invitational. And it was a good day to be a Hinton Blackhawk girls cross country runner. The Blackhawks took home the top spot at the Invitational. They scored 69 points, 6 better than Okoboji in 2nd. Alta Aurelia finished in 3rd. Ava Lang took home the top spot for the Blackhawks anyway. She ran 4th place, a time of 21 minutes, 40.42 seconds. Cadence Peters finished 11th. Casey Allen, 12th. Kyra Peters, 13th. That was a very low-scoring, hot pocket there of Blackhawk runners that finished within 15 seconds of each other in 3 spaces. Reese Reiger finished 36th. MMCRU's top runner, Audrey Etter, took home 41st. Remsen St. Mary's only varsity runner, McKenna Loosh, took home 55th. And Akron Westfield's best finish on the day from Jocelyn Brugget matched her in the 58th spot. On the boys' side of the Sibley Ocheyedan Invitational, team scores not quite as friendly to Plymouth County athletes. Akron Westfield took home 13th at 291 points. Hinton took home the bottom spot in 15th. Caden Gallus of MMCRU, he finished 2nd in the field. He's a ranked runner in Class 1A for a reason. Time of 17 minutes, 1.56 seconds. Caleb Bauer of Hinton had the top finish for the Blackhawks, taking home 15th place. Lucas Brown was 40th. Akron Westfield's top finish came from Tanner Frericks. He finished in 50th place. You can check out all of those cross-country results on our website at KLEM1410.com. We've listed all of the Plymouth County runners and where they finished yesterday in their meets. Also yesterday, the Galen Catholic volleyball team continued their strong 2-0 start in Wargo Conference play with a straight set win over Galen Catholic. The Jays didn't waste any time stacking their schedule with tough competition, going 0-7 in tournament games with 4 coming against state-ranked teams, including the likes of Western Christian and Sioux Falls Christian. Head coach Dan Goble says that's okay because he wanted the girls to learn some things from those contests, and they have.
We knew these two tournaments that we started off with were going to be competitive and that we were okay with that because we wanted to learn and we wanted to push ourselves and kind of grow in that. We've taken what we learned from those games and kind of put them into our practice and just kind of told ourselves, okay, we're going to work hard for these victories and we still have to continue to work. There's more we need to do, but the girls are really becoming more disciplined. They're not making silly errors like we were a few games ago, but they're really stepping up to the challenge here, and it's fun to see that. It's exciting to see that.
And the matchup with George Little Rock was fun for a number of reasons. It was Galen Catholic's home opener, and it was their first meeting against the Mustangs as a fellow conference member, a new change to the War Eagle, of course, this year. The Jays got off to strong starts in all 3 sets using energy that Coach Goble says was very controlled.
They were excited to be out there, and it was a positive energy. They were controlling it. Our last game, we had energy and we were excitable, but it kind of worked to our disadvantage because we weren't controlling that energy. So we knew going out we needed to control it, and overall I think we did a good job with that.
And Galen Catholic used some aggressive serving tactics to the tune of 7 aces to pick up the win. Coach Goble says that was important after seeing George Little Rock's strong hitters.
We saw they had some really big hitters, and we knew the only way we could kind of throw that offense off was to put a good hard serve at them. And we knew that. The girls took ownership of that, and they really showed that they could do that. So each one of them, even in practice, they've been doing things that I'm like, okay, let's take to the game and do that. And they did, and they really stepped up to the plate on that.
Galen Catholic's hitters proved to be a strong force, with five of them recording four or more kills in the match, giving them some balance in the front row. For the Jays to continue succeeding, Coach Goble says it's the first touch that needs to be on the money so they can utilize all their offensive weapons.
Passing. It's going to come down to that. We got the hitters available, like you said. If we can utilize them by getting a good pass up, keep pushing putting the pressure on the serves, we're doing really good on that, and I'm impressed with what I'm seeing. And then just controlling our game overall, not letting who we're playing determine how we play, and just kind of owning our own game.
Galen Catholic improved to 2-7 overall and 2-0 in the Wario Conference with the win. They'll host South O'Brien on Thursday. George Little Rock drops to 1-5 overall and 0-1 in their Wario Conference debut. To the volleyball scoreboard from yesterday, Wario Conference action saw second-ranked Hinton remain unbeaten in a dominant showing over Harris Lake Park. In straight sets, they defeated the Wolves and actually held Harris Lake Park under 25 points total for the match. 14th-ranked Remsen St. Mary swept West Sioux on the road. It was Akron Westfield sweeping MMCRU, and Trinity Christian beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn in four sets yesterday. In the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG handed Kingsley Pearson a 3-set-to-1 loss. The Panthers only won the second set 25-21, but were close with the Falcons in set 3, 26-24. Could not pull off the win. 6th-ranked Ridgeview, they swept MVAOCOU in Western Valley Conference play. In Missouri River Activities Conference play, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City North in four sets. 7th-ranked Sioux City East, they swept South Sioux City away, and Bishop Heelan swept Sergeant Bluff Luton as well in three sets. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We're at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.